came across some amazing television, UK breakfast television, actually. Mm. One of the interviewers managed to get a hold of a loan shark. You know what a loan shark is?
I mean, you hear people throw the term loan shark around, but essentially it's like someone who's going to give you money on their own kind of arrangement. It's not like a registered financial institution.
No, absolutely
not. It's
like,
you need some money? I've got some money, yeah. But you're going to pay it back. Very high interest.
Yeah. They're the people that you go and see them in the middle of the night when there's nobody else, right? It was on Good Morning Britain, and I've got some of the audio to play you here. The guy is amazing. Like, he was in the full, like, gangster loan shark, I'm going to remain anonymous, get up. Like, he had his face covered, had a big black hoodie on, had glasses on.
Oh, so they can't identify him.
Can't identify him. That's the only way they managed to get him.
Because the thing is, there's so much money in this business, loaning people money. Do you know, even at a registered financial institution, even if you weren't doing this underground, 80% of people who use these kind of services where it's like payday loans or like loans where you have high interest money to get it back straight away.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
80% of people re-borrowed within 30 days.
What? Is that right?
Because they can't afford to pay
it back.
You just get stuck
deeper
into a loop and it just keeps going and going.
Well, I suppose the worst that happens with those people and those registered institutions is that, you know, ultimately, if you can't pay it back, you might end up in jail. Who knows?
Yeah, you go bankrupt or you go,
loan sharks, it could be a lot worse. So, yeah, take a listen to this audio, right? So, here's the first bit here. He goes, why people go to this loan shark and how much they ask for and how much the interest in and stuff like that.
If I lend money out, why don't you lend money? But legally, like I do.
The people that I lend money to, they can't come to you for money. They can't go to the normal route.
So if I borrowed a couple of hundred pounds off you, what would I end up paying you back over a year?
50%, 20% on anything that's late.
What's the most you have lent somebody?
100,000.
And how long did you lend that over?
6 months.
And how much did the person have to pay you back?
150,000. And it saved them their house.
And it saved them their house. Well, I suppose
on that. Yeah, but they did get an extra 50 grand in 6 months.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, I kind of thought, I heard about that and I went, 6 months, they couldn't pay their mortgage. They were about to lose their house. They needed $100,000, then had to pay it within 6 months to 150 grand. Who else are they borrowing money from to make that happen?
Well, exactly.
It's a weird one, right? Anyway, he goes on to talk about how he actually vets people, figures out whether or not these people are good for the money so he can loan them.
I need to make sure that they can pay the money back first and foremost. There's certain people that for me that can vouch and say, yeah, he's good. I take their word for it. You know, generally 5,000, 10,000, all depends on what they need it for.
So if somebody's borrowed £50,000 and they couldn't afford to pay it back, what happens next?
So the first step, we contact them, yeah? And we explain their situation to them. You haven't paid, you need to get this paid up to date, yeah? If it's ignored and they haven't got it paid, then we'll go to pay them a visit. We'll knock on the door, we'll speak to them politely and tell them this is what's going to happen. You know, not messing about, this is what is going to happen if you don't get this money paid. And 9 times out of 10, it's not at their home. We deal with things away from their home.
Politely.
Politely, very politely. I mean, it all comes in the prospectus that you get at the beginning of the...
I don't know if you know, but you currently owe us some money and you've omitted to pay that.
Yeah,
and we were just reminding you.
Yeah.
Politely, you owe us some cash.
They go a bit further to say what happens, you know, if they don't pay them back. Like, the interviewer really presses them on it.
What's the worst thing you've ever done to somebody that hasn't paid?
They've always paid. In the end, they've always paid. But, yeah, we've had to make physical contact with people, put it that way.
So you've had to hurt somebody?
You could say that.
Are you worried about getting caught?
I don't get up in the morning and today I'm going to do this, I might get caught. I get up in the morning and think, I've got to go work. Same as you.
Just got to go to work.
It's wild. Like, we've talked about this, you know, like there's a lot of people in trouble and stuff financially these days. And just, I don't know how bad it has to get that I would ever put myself in as scary a situation as going in the middle of the night to a loan shark. I just couldn't imagine it. It just sounds too freaky. These people sound too scary.
Oh, I mean, he does sound scary. I understand why. But I don't know, like, maybe it might help you if you just think of him more of like a loan shark. Do-do-do-do-do. A loan shark. Do-do-do-do-do. A loan shark. Does that help?
Yeah.
At all?
Yeah, no, that
a loan shark.
That just sounds like fun, doesn't it? 50%, yeah, not a problem. I'll sign that off. You might kill me. Yeah, absolutely.